energetically, your world is doing what much of your nature does, just as one animal changes from one form to another. The caterpillar and the butterfly, you have this in many places in your nature, the duckling to the swan. And when all of this is taking place in nature, it is not comfortable. And that is why you want to see reflected in the world that you are living in now, that this change is not comfortable either. But it is necessary if a butterfly is going to come out of that cocoon. And if a swan is going to rise from the place where the duckling was swimming. So in a strange way, your world has become energetically organic. And we realize there's more complexity here. But if you can hold that in the big overarching knowledge of what is going on, something is emerging that was not there before. And what is emerging is going to be better than what was trapped in the energy before. It does not mean that it is any less upsetting, or it does not mean that we do not wish it were happening another way. But quite frankly, the butterfly fighting its way out of the cocoon probably wishes there was an easier escape route as well. And even with the birth of a human baby, when the baby comes through the birth canal, many, many, many things are stimulated in that baby being born that will help that child become stronger and healthier and more able to grow and to flourish. And that, if you must go to a picture, do not get caught in the in the despair that you are seeing all around you, but move above it with your energy and remind yourself that an important thing is happening. And that there is struggle here before the beauty of what is going to be born will be clear to you. So we realize it is not perhaps the comfort that you want, and we do recommend that you do not overwhelm your senses with, we are going to mention two elements. First, things that are negative or wrong, but more importantly, things over which you feel no control. You do not want your focus to be there, because there is a time for recognizing a process and turning it over, knowing that other forces are in play here. But if you look at this and think, I have no power, what can I do? And if you stay in the powerlessness, then you will not be able to empower your own life. And for now, that is where your power belongs. It belongs in you and healing you. It does not mean that you do not choose to do right things, but you do not focus on powerlessness because it is bad for your growth. So as we go through this time, remember the power to draw in, to see what you need, to see who you are, to find in your heart and in your creativity the things that are like you, to find the people who are like you. This is a wonderful time for that, because when you are matching your own energy, you are never powerless. when you are matching your own energy, you are never powerless, because that is the work of the heart center, the center that knows who you are, what you are here for, and can draw in the power of the universe to help you. So we simply must stabilize ourselves as much as we can. And if you find yourself thinking the helpless thought, then you may want to ask yourself, am I trying to control in any way something that is not my job to control? Because that will make you feel helpless. You look at something and you say, there is nothing I can do. Well, if that is true, that is the time then to draw your energy back into the places where there is something that you can do. And some of this must go through its paces until it comes to the natural end with the natural consequence of this kind of energy. It is not always easy, as is your weather not always easy, but by thinking of the best place for you to be, the best focus for your own life, the best energy for you to be around, you are doing the most proper thing that you can do now, not only for yourself, but for the universe and for what is needed now. Do not be distracted. It is as though you live in a world of dark fireworks. They do not hold the light, but they are fighting for your attention. And part of the power you have now is, do not give your attention to the dark fireworks. They do not deserve your attention, because you are holding for the light. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. And as you breathe in peace, feel that peace going to the places where it is needed. Breathe in peace. Feel it go to your thoughts, to your mind. Exhale fear. Breathe in peace and feel it go to your communication center. Exhale fear. Breathe in peace. Feel it go to your heart. Exhale fear. Breathe in peace. Feel it go to your solar plexus. Exhale fear. Breathe in peace. Feel it go to your second center. Exhale fear. Breathe in peace. Feel it go into your root. Exhale fear. Breathe in peace and let it move through all of your body, taking away the tension from your muscles. Filling your trunk, your torso with peace and healing. Let it fill your legs and your feet, your arms, your hands, so that all that you are is peace. Feel the energy of joy entering your body. Open the crown for it, knowing that it enters your body with the golden light of the universe. Feel how abundant you are becoming as the crown opens. And feel the clarity in your third eye and the joy at what you are able to know and see. Feel the joy and the golden light in your communication center, so that you are able to speak, to share, to fill your own being with joy. Feel the golden light and joy flow into your heart. Spread across your heart center. Displace anything that would argue with joy or make itself more important. Make joy more powerful than pain. Feel the joy and the golden light flow into your solar plexus. So where there have been tears, there can now be laughter and fullness and warmth and the knowledge of love and safety and caring. Feel the joy and the golden light flow into your second center. So where there may have been judgment and shame, there is now cleansing and joy in the cleansing. Feel the joy flow down through your body and into the root. And where there may have been doubt or confusion or blockage to your right to create, let the golden light and the joy cleanse that center and make it strong and make it you. And feel the joy and the golden light intertwining, filling your body, extending past your body to make a field that draws to you all that is fine and abundant, loving, joyful, powerful, creative, all the things that you are intended to have. Now move into your heart center and see that it has been blessed, that pain has been taken away from it, that love and power has been put into your heart. And in a circle of light in your heart, find the gift that has been left for you. Rest the mind. Trust yourself and the universe. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.